I think since you see my childhood, I always fund for these small missions. Especially when I was very small, these toys with some small battery and moving. These things I always see very much interest and play one or two times. Then I always going to dismantle. And what is inside? That I always curiosity. So in any case, now I feel the technology itself. I don't see any wrong thing. The thing is, we human being ourselves, you see, if we utilize technology, science in proper way, within, you see, how to say, controllable, then, you see, the mission of technology brings, you see, very helpful, more help, and very useful. This I believe. And now is the science. As a Buddhist student, in Buddhism, there are many explanations about matters, the smallest particles, things, which now is a modern physicist. They are very much deal with these matter. And also there's some the scientists who are working on human brain and human nerve, nerve system. And psychologist. These people deal with directly, these people somehow, deal with human mind or human consciousness. Now in here, in Buddhism, there are many explanations about what is nature of consciousness and how to, what is the conscious and the function of the consciousness and relation with consciousness and physical. So you see, last, last few years, I had some discussion or talk with some scientists. Then I get the impression, the study for matter and consciousness. In this field, I feel the sort of joint team or joint effort, Buddhist scientist making joint effort to study about matter and consciousness, especially the relation, how much relation with matter and consciousness. And I feel the relation between consciousness and matter. This will be the goal, that may be the place where Western science and Eastern philosophy could meet. This impression. Then I always feel the material development and spiritual development, these two things should go together. It will bring more satisfaction result for humanity. Now this is my sole belief.
Thank you very much, Your Holiness, and we're approaching the end, but I often wonder, and you'll see the point of this in a moment, because I want to ask you a question. I often wonder whether when President Reagan meets Mr. Gromyko, they begin by discussing early President Reagan's films, and whether, on the other hand, President Reagan discusses Gumiko's children, his family, and certain things that they've got in common. I only say that because everybody responds to your cry, passionate demand for compassion, kindness, outgoingness. I found extremely moving this idea that if other people suffer, you sort of bear their suffering, really, for them on their behalf, and try to inoculate them, if that's the right word, with joy and happiness, what we call vicarious suffering. I found that extremely moving and something which was helpful to us all. But the little question I want to put to you is, some people would say, yes, compassion, kindness, of course, in your own home and family, but what's it got to do with peace in the world, with H-bombs, nuclear deterrence, angry words spoken, kidnapping, violence? How do we relate what we know to be right, what we know to be an ultimate response to human living? How can we introduce it into the councils of the states? Many young people today, we've got two schools here, have a sense of futility, that they've given up hope, they can't influence the wider world. So could you just give us just a few little reflections around what must be for you, because your people have suffered severely, and yet you have joy and happiness, but how do we deal with the world as it is in this more cosmic, in this wider field?
Compassion
is very helpful in the family and so forth. But how can you work from state to state?
That's a very complicated question. Frankly speaking, some generation, I think this way, as I mentioned earlier, you see, our whole atmosphere is not healthy. I feel definitely something wrong. We are something definitely lacking. Under that circumstances, under that atmosphere, is our elder generation, you see, who brought under that circumstances. Now, you see, despite their willingness, somehow the circumstances forcing to follow a certain thing. Right. Now, I feel like, you see, a big, current sucks,
big current,
you see, something like big current. You know, it going to carry your, something wrong. But that force somehow carry, isn't it? Now, I'm quite sure nobody want war. These big leaders, I'm quite sure, you see, never desire make a war. But circumstances building. Now, you see, despite that, no motivation, but somehow, you see, this site building some pressure, right? Pressure, I don't know, something building. Then, you see, due to distrust and also some cases, I think national pride, right? Over, national pride. You see, national is number one, the entire humanity become something like number two. And make something, some new effort. Then other party also making more effort. Go like this. The thing which, you see, we everybody very much worries, although nobody wants dramatic thing, or I mean tragedy, but the things pushing, then at one stage, reach there, difficult to, how to say?
Pull back.
Oh, haza.
Pull back.
That kind of thing, I think that's the most dangerous, or let's say, the most, you see, I'm anxious, or I don't know now. Very difficult to express. Now, you see, so therefore, I feel my humble, or my simple suggestion or feeling is, this moment, the other day I expressed, now forget about, you see, our nationality or their nationality or national problem, but simply, you see, think or realize one member of our human society, human community, and say, go there, go, how to say, at each other, and shake hands, without complicated agent, sorry, agenda, how to say, agenda, or agenda, you see. Then you see, there's no reason to worry whether we are going to agree or whether we headline or newspaper or like that, you see, no worry. Just simply meeting man to man. If necessary, talk about weather or food, something like that. Isn't that? If more, you see, inquiry about their family. You see, family, you see, members, like that. Isn't it? Just simply let them know to each other and grow human feeling. It will help, you see, to grow, conviction that this person, if not, different things, if some unfortunate things happen, then this person definitely not going to make a war, not going to attack on us, that kind of, you see, feeling grow. Let first that feeling come. Once, you see, make, no to each other, grow more human feeling, then talk, then start. So this is the, I often, you see, feel, whenever I listen, you see, some news, broadcast, I always listen BBC. Now, if you see, at one time, you see, if says, now this dissemination, leader, whence, usually, you see, regard as a, you see, enemy or, opposite, site, I visited, I feel very glad. Now they went. Whether you say disagree or how to say disagreement bound to happen, this is all right. But go as a human being to human place, human country, and meet human being. That's very, very, and I feel very important, will be very helpful. In the meantime, then, if may I say so, then the, entire education system, I think now you have used much more experience than me. But I think, it is, I think, worthwhile to think or to re-examine the entire our education system. How to build the younger generation, is a small child. I think we should build a small child as a peace-loving child. Some years back, I think now, maybe 15, 20 years ago, one day, you see, I found one of Indian newspapers, a small news item, that one Sweden company, which usually, you see, making children's toys, You see, that small news item is mentioned. That company decided for Christmas not going to make toys, you see, which remind, you see, war. You see, they decided going to produce, you see, how to say, I mean, nice things. Not, you see, tank or artillery or weapon or like that. So now, I think that kind, very, you see, anyway, small matter. But I think that that kind of, you see, joint effort. Now, again, now, you see, various televisions, you see, newspapers, you see, these and media, I think, have great responsibility to build, you see, peace mind, isn't it? So, now, entire, you see, I think, if we examine the, what kind of, you see, better system for education, you see, better way to develop in our child's mind, you see, more peace, feeling, that kind of thing. And you see, other side, the various different spiritual organization and people, you see, express the how much importance, you see, love and kindness. And another thing is, we, those people who really believe, you see, the value of kindness and compassion, must implement in our daily life. You see, if we ourselves make as an example or demonstrator the value of that thing, then people will appreciate. If we say, you see, compassion and some peace, world peace, the behind all sorts of things are, carry, then you see, people won't believe. People believe, oh, peace, how to say, world peace, something politician's word, something like that, isn't it? So you see, and similarly, you see, love and compassion is something for religious persons, how to say that, advertising such, how to say that, passing page charge. Live service. So you see, we ourselves carry in our daily life the teachings, and it makes, example for others. So you see, while we are making, so you see, therefore my conclusion is, there may be, you see, two stages. One is the particular temporary method, more, you see, contact as a human beings. These are national leaders, not this leader or that leader, but simply as a human member go together. While that makes, you see, that help sort of, I think, you see, postponement for this anxiety. While, you see, we get more time to prepare groundwork, then those education system or all this sort of, you see, wider, you see, preparation for genuine world peace. What do you think? Any advice?
Always nice to be asked to give advice. Usually people don't take it, that's the... But, may I say just a few words, Your Holiness, and let people know really what's going to happen. We're really approaching the end of our evening together, but before I say a few words to His Holiness, I'd like to thank all those who have made this evening possible, and a great deal of hard work has been put into it, and not least by the staff of Westminster Abbey. We're very grateful to them. The flowers are an enormous enrichment, and in a sense they are saying something to us which complements what in fact His Holiness has been talking to us about. We are standing on a little tiny platform, and there was great debate about this. I was worried as whether His Holiness would fall off backwards, because there's very little leverage, and that has been dealt with by something behind which makes it impossible. I was regarded as expendable because there's nothing behind me, actually. But It seems to have worked extraordinarily well. Your Holiness, you did mention a moment ago about the necessity of wearing a human face, and that is precisely what you have done. Your office of Dalai Lama is one which intrigues us, I think, in the West, and in a curious way, I don't mean that you make light of it, but you see it as a means of helping your fellow men, and certainly you are doing it, not only, as I say, in the East, but also in the West. It was Rudyard Kipling who wrote, East is East and West is West, and never the twain shall meet. Actually, Rudyard Kipling has been misunderstood in what he actually intended to say. But East is meeting West, and West is meeting East. And I do hope that you'll feel that your journey to this country has been wonderfully worthwhile. You've offered us friendship. You've offered us, in a measure, fun and happiness. We know that you have suffered along with your people, but that somehow you bear the burden of their pain and transvaluate it as you do so and transfigure it with joy and fulfillment. And I am certain in my own experience that is basically what we need. One always says, without vision, the people perish. They perish without hope. And we must hope. And we must put our confidence ultimately in that there are powers which can help us. And as I tried to say some time ago, to quote my favourite poet, memorialised over here, incidentally, in Poet's Corner, to hope, till hope creates from its own wreck the thing it contemplates. What a wise saying that is, and how much I think His Holiness has expressed that sentiment. There are tragic contingencies in human life, but somehow we must face them in courage, in vision, in hope and compassion. So I would like to suggest in a moment that we go into silence for perhaps 2 minutes, and that in this silence we recognize ourselves as members one of another, that we are joined together in a great family, and within that family there should be mutual and sacrificial self-giving and an outgoing and an ingoing love and affection. And on the eve of our going into silence, could I ask Your Holiness whether you might give us just a thought that we can take with us into those 2 minutes?
Excuse me. Come down, Gorsh. I think, as I mentioned, you see, earlier, you see, within 2 minutes, if we, meditate, you see, as I mentioned earlier, you see, one side, old, selfish, stupid person, imagine, one side, you see, the group of people, poor, needy people, and oneself, remain as a neutral, and then see, which is, in both cases, you see, want happiness, do not want suffering. Both have every right to be happy, and both have right to overcome suffering. Then the only difference is, the one side is majority, is more people. The other one is single. So it's no matter that single is important, but because of the number, the majority is more important. So that, then you see, you get convinced that you must naturally, you see, you got, you see, warmer feeling or closer feeling towards the majority side. That kind of meditation, which I usually, you see, practice, and very helpful to develop the respect for other, you see, less selfish. So may I make a suggestion, within 2 minutes, meditate on that kind, and develop, this is the development, fundamental, one of the basis of development of love and compassion. So let us meditate on that.
going to leave with you some thoughts of Shakespeare, and then I'm going to ask Lara to step forward before we leave the platform. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediment. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken.
Daughter of one of our captains, who will meet tomorrow.